A photo of a builder's packed lunch has sparked some serious online debate. This woman posted this lunch she prepared for her husband on the Budget Friendly Meals Australia Facebook group. And it absolutely, it got reamed. Her little gesture that she does for her husband every single day got it got condemned by a lot of women out there. One woman saying, "Do we have to feed them during the day now too?"
Ah, it's one of these things.
Yeah.
I see.
Lots of other really horrific comments that were deleted by the administrator of the Facebook page.
Does anyone know, is she being held against her will to make these lunches, or is she just sort of doing it because she would like to for her partner?
And then there were other women posting the lunches as well that they make for their husbands. And I just thought, what the hell is wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with it.
No. I would say Jamie does
more. Sometimes feminism is backward.
Yeah, it's interesting what people get sort of worked up about because, I don't know, when you highlight something like this, it just brings it all back a little bit.
Because aren't we as women supposed to be supporting women, yet there are women on this page tearing down other women because they've decided to be,
hey,
what? They've decided to use their femininity and pack their bloke's lunch, but then feminists will jump on and shame and ridicule them for doing that.
I am a straight white male. I have no say in this, in any topic along
yes,
these
you
lines
do.
Anymore.
No. Absolutely. You absolutely do.
Not anymore. But Jamie, I would say she does far more cooking in our house than I do, but I'm the cleaner guy. So I'll come in and I'll do all the dishes and I'll clean up afterwards. So that's a little deal that we have. But I do often feel bad when she's in the kitchen more than me, you know, just based purely on that particular.
But do you follow up all of her cooking with washing up?
Not yet. Most of the time I do. Yeah. I always go, no, you cooked. So I'm the guy that does the cleaning and the dishes. You don't need to worry about that. That's the thing. But no, she wouldn't make me my lunch the next day. She'd say you can do that yourself. But so, I don't know how busy this guy is the one that they're talking about.
So I get up and I leave before Pete gets up for work. He gets up quite early, 5:30. But he packs himself a lunch every single day.
Does he make one for you?
No, because I'm gone.
Oh, okay.
And I don't need lunch. I just bring, see this here? This is my muesli.
Oh, yeah.
I just bring that to work and I eat that. He doesn't need to pack me lunch.
Okay.
But he packs himself like Italian-style sandwiches where it's like beautiful cured meat in a French baguette, an apple. It's all very healthy. This lady here, I will say, it's a bit of a bogan lunchbox. I mean, go her for doing it, whatevs, but like, bogan.
Yeah, so what's in it? Just describe. There's a white bread sandwich there. It's your straight up sort of.
Yeah, but like a white bread from the supermarket.
Yeah. I haven't eaten that in years, to be honest.
I don't know what's in it. But anyway, it's super cute. So she's put, and she's also really good at recycling. So she's put it in a Tupperware container. So there's no, apart from that, there's no plastic that needs to be tossed away.
Yeah.
And then in another Tupperware container, which has three sections, she's dumped out a whole load of chicken crimpy shapes.
Ooh, I do love me some chicken crimpy shapes, though, I will say that.
Like, this guy's lunch is a bit junk foody, I will say.
Yeah.
But delish nonetheless. And then in the other container, it looks like just cubes of tasty cheese.
Yeah.
And in the other bit in the container are those red what are they? Saveloy
Yeah, they're
sausages?
Like the dried up little Frankfurt looking
things. No, they're not dry.
Things.
They're not dry. They're red.
They look pretty dry to me, but you eat them cold, right?
You eat it cold.
Yeah. It looks like the stuff you take to a picnic when you're grabbing stuff last minute, when you just race down.
No, you absolutely don't.
What do you mean?
When I'm grabbing things last minute, I don't go and get from the deli section. Cuppas have some saveloys.
Oh, we can't all have caviar, mate. I mean, geez.
Cabana.
Sausage. There you go.
He's got three pieces of fruit, so that's a plus, and a muesli bar. I think that's quite nice. The other lady.
Yeah.
She got two Tupperware containers of fruit and sandwich, but on the top, the lids of the Tupperware containers, there are quotes.
Oh, what do the quotes say? What is this, inspirational quotes as you head to work?
Yeah, boys. Okay, yeah. Can you imagine like having this on the building site with all the boys?
Yeah,
one of them says, the good thing in life, the good things in life are better with you. And the other one says, the other one says, the father holds his daughter's hand for a short while, but he holds her heart forever.
Oh, sexist. Why can't mothers hold their daughter's hand as well? Why does she have to go and write father on there?
Oh, shut up.
Sexist, guys.